Audible brings your wildest adventures to life, delivering heart-pounding thrills at the touch of a button. Take Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club, where four retirees turned amateur sleuths solve crimes in the most unexpected ways, brilliantly performed by Leslie Manville. Ready to unleash your adventurous side? From pulse-racing suspense to epic quests, from supernatural chills to far-off romances, every story comes alive through world-class narration. Explore exclusive Audible originals, chart-topping new releases, and unforgettable bestsellers that transport you from the very first word. Because the next great adventure is just a listen away. Start your free 30-day trial at audible.com/WonderyUK. That's audible.com/WonderyUK.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Monday, ladies and germs, and welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here on the Gas Digital Network. We're live from the Hive, talk and jive. It's not 5, it's 12:03 and 16 seconds p.m. That's how you know we're live, baby. Actually, we really are. Just Jorge forgot to give me the computer and I forgot to ask for it. But this is the last live one I am doing. I banked the other two. Because I'm going to be on the road with JCW, so thank you guys for your support, and I'll be back live next week as well. I am joined by two wonderful comics who I love very much. Across the table from me, you guys know her and love her, it's Josie Marcellino.
Yay, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here, my love. And talking about lovely, talking about funny, talking about sweet, it is my very good friend, Peter Angelo. How you doing, buddy?
I am fantastic and so glad to be back.
Thank you, my friend. How have you been doing? You've been traveling.
Good. Just moved down to Austin, Texas, but back for a couple weeks. Had to come by, say hello.
And I really appreciate your time, my friend. Great to see you. We'll get into all that fun stuff. I know you've been doing sumo. I'm very excited to talk to you about that. But first, let's get plugs out of the way. Josie, what do you want people to check out, my love?
You can just follow me. All of my social media is at Josie Marcellino. That's JOSIEMARCELLINO.
Fantastic. Mr. Angelo?
Follow me at Metal Pete Comedy, Instagram, TikTok. That's usually where I post all of my clips, sumo, wrestling, metal, all the shenanigans I get up to. That's where you can find it, Metal Pete Comedy.
Fantastic. If you guys want to see me live, go to punchup.live/Zach Amico. I got a bunch of dates I'll be announcing soon. If you're listening live, I leave tomorrow morning for Juggalo Championship Wrestling. I'll be out on the road all week with Insane Clown Posse doing commentary for all the wrestling shows. And hey, if you love the show, and we know you do, thank you so much for tuning in. You can actually get this show early, ad-free, and uncensored by going to gasdigital.com using that promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. And you get, again, episodes early, ad-free, uncensored. You get access to the live chat. You get access to the archives of this show and every great show that's been on the Gas Digital Network, including over 1,000 episodes of Real Ass Podcast and Lewis and Zach. And you get $1.50 off a month, and I'll fucking kiss you. I don't give a shit. What's the worst that can happen? Can't get herpes twice. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. However you consume the show, we really appreciate you.
A midget beaten off in a trash can.
All right, let's get into the fun. Well, I mean, let's start. We're being timely. You guys see this fucking Mexican ship crashing to the goddamn Brooklyn Bridge?
Yeah, was anyone else surprised that Mexico had a Navy? Because that was my first thought.
Was that their Navy ship? I thought it was like a one of those pirates.
I think it was a naval. I believe so. Well,
it was an adorable naval ship.
Well, they always say, you know, why Mexico doesn't have an Olympic team.
There's anybody that can run, jump, or swim here. but yeah, apparently they have a Navy too. You know, the Italian Navy has glass bottom boats.
Oh, yeah.
So they can see the old Italian Navy. That's old time. That's old man. That's old man humor.
Yeah. I love it.
How did the Nazis invade Poland? They walked in backwards and said they were leaving.
That would I actually
have heard. So, let's see the ship. I mean, so this is considered like a multi casualty event now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Multiple?
Yeah. Because there's people on this.
Yeah, there's people up on the mast.
There's people on the mast.
Yeah.
I had heard when I saw it last, it was just that one person was dead.
I believe this is considered a mass casualty event now.
Jesus Christ.
Or a multiple casualty event at least. Go ahead, Shannon.
Keep going. You got room. You got room.
Keep it going. Keep it going. All right, Mom back now. Oh.
Turn.
Oh, a little back.
Nailed it.
All right, last one should be fine, guys.
No,
it was taller than the other ones. Now, at what point here does everyone feel silly?
The whole time.
Because they got us. It's not like they're like, oh, shit, a bridge.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the Brooklyn Bridge snuck up on them.
It's not like the captain looked up and was like,
I know.
So, Chad, it's because there's people up on those masts.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
So I don't know that for sure. I do know that two people were killed. Two crew members were killed. 19 people were injured, 4 seriously injured. And it said that they attempted to do a, quote, sailing maneuver. And it was at that time that they crashed into the bridge.
Were they not?
What's a sailing maneuver besides sailing?
It's where your skull sails into the side of a fucking bridge, apparently. That was their best and brightest we lost that day.
Oh, my God.
It's because it wasn't going fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That there was like 10 minutes for you to be like, I think we're going to hit that fucking thing.
Yeah.
For sure. That guy was on, you know, the one guy was on the mast, just like, you going to tell him or am I going to tell him that this isn't going to work?
It's the fact that it was going slow and also that there were 3 impacts.
Yes.
The first impact, you're like, that's awful.
Well, I don't think they can stop. Like, it's a boat.
No,
it's not like,
yeah. But
it's
like,
not like they can hit the brakes.
It's not something that they could have done, but it is like, by the third one, you're like, all right.
Does everyone else picture the captain of the ship being asleep, like with his legs up and his arms folded and his hat over his face? And then he just hears the first crash. He's like, ay, Dios mío.
Just set back Mexican stereotypes of being asleep.
How bad stereotype can I be?
The bottle of tequila.
What else? Do you have any other info on it, Shannon?
I just said the two people that died were a cadet and a sailor. Died 22. Oh, now it's 22 people were hurt. I just looked up a new article, and there were over 200 people on board.
And what was it here for?
It was like a training mission.
I don't think.
What? How
passed.
To avoid boats, bridges? Like,
I don't think they did good.
I heard it was like a systems failure. It was like a mechanical fit, and that's why they couldn't stop.
Okay.
Because it was the same thing that happened with in Baltimore a couple years back when that boat ran into the Key Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
That took the fucking bridge out. But it was the same thing where it was like something went wrong and they couldn't stop it.
It also says that the bridge, that the boat was moving in the wrong direction, that the current was taking it under the bridge and it was supposed to be going in the other direction completely. They said that the boat lost power, so they weren't able to use the rudder and they couldn't steer.
This boat's not winning any battles.
No.
Yeah,
that's a bad Navy boat.
I hate to tell you, but this is why it was going to be the Gulf of America. I got to tell you, across the board, but they didn't go because there's people in those masts.
Yeah,
is it their job to like stay in them no matter what? Like a captain,
you got
to
jump, right? You jump.
Yeah.
Like that would be, I would be like, oh fuck, the first one got hit. Let's go.
Or you just hold on to the bridge, I think.
Just hanging from this bunch of Mexicans.
Yeah, I work here now.
Bridge. Yeah.
Yeah, I went land. And that's a land Mexican.
I didn't get over the wall. I got under the bridge.
Yeah, it's a land Mexican now. That's what we're here for.
When do we start playing the Red Hot Chili Peppers Under the Bridge song? When is that?
Some guy with a boombox on the shore just holding it up.
It's a somber song. It would fit.
I just picture the mariachi band having to play as the sink ships. All right, well, R.I.P. those poor men.
I know.
It's very upsetting. I hope you're all,
America, fuck yeah. Well, all right. You know, let's just hope their Air Force doesn't have any fucking...
What would be the equivalent of that? I guess the equivalent
the
of that
towers.
Would be...
The Twin Towers?
Yeah. That would be... It would be something too low.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be like an airplane hitting your basement. How'd they even do that? All right. So Joe Exotic's husband has been deported back to Mexico.
No.
Very unfortunate.
Join
this
the
is
Navy.
A crazy week for Mexico.
Yeah. I know how to get you back up here, but you're not going to like it. He also left him some artwork.
I saw that.
As a goodbye. So let's take a look at it, Shannon.
Hold on a second. Sorry. Wait, the art. I'm sorry. What's the artwork you're referring to?
Oh, you can. You
it's
sure
in this article?
Article, but you can also. Yeah, he left. Joe Exotic tweeted it.
Is that okay? So here's the picture of them two together. Is this it?
Well, no, that's. Okay. It's
they took that in prison?
I think that's a Photoshop.
Yeah, they altered it. I have the original picture. Hold on. This is them in prison.
That'd be wild.
So this is him saying while he was, while they were detaining him. He was saying you could deport him, but if you let him go, we'll both go to Mexico. You won't have to pay to deport him. We won't bother you anymore. So he's trying to like get them both to be let go.
Okay, but yeah, if you go to Joe Exotic's Twitter.
But they took that in prison?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was there JCPenney's in prison? They got the drop-down background?
Yeah. They distract the one prisoner with a toy. Look here, look here.
He's like,
If you saw his husband left him... what looks to be tracing, not trace, what would you call it?
Ink? Stamps?
Yeah, maybe stamps. Okay. It's a specific shape that looks very familiar. Maybe.
To kind me. Of,
like, yes, it's in the chat. It's in the chat. Thank you. So the same way a hot girl will kiss a napkin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, everyone assumed... This was asshole prints.
I did.
Everyone, because of the if you go in, there's some ridges. There's a dilation. Yeah, just like, you know, like the way a hot waitress will kiss a napkin with a phone number. Yeah. You just get a little Mexican butthole. But some people are saying these are mushroom.
No,
that,
they're not.
No, that it's tracing of mushroom, and it's apparently it's an art style that they teach prisoners or something. And that those are etchings of mushroom spores. But I really think it's this man's asshole.
I do think so, too.
It's got to be his asshole.
Or just mashing his dick up against it, too.
Which, by the way, we really should have guests start doing on this show.
That's a beautiful little scrapbook you could put together.
Yeah.
I love that.
Every comedian's
asshole?
All right, hit the stamp pad on your way out.
Yeah. Yeah, like getting your fingerprints done.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, but you just put the book right in the middle like a Mad Magazine fold-in.
I love it.
All right, I volunteer to go first.
And then you can cut a hole in the middle of the book so you can look through the asshole.
Like the Very Hungry Caterpillar? How the little things were...
Yeah, that's what Peter's asshole is named.
The Hungry Caterpillar?
The Very Hungry Caterpillar. I would love that. Then you have every comedian's asshole. That's a coffee table book.
It really is. That's a one of a kind. I love that.
Comparing,
I'm bringing
everyone's.
In a scrapbook next time I come.
I would love to be able to compare. And by the way, didn't Joe Exotic say to Trump, "I will let you deport my husband if you let me out"? Like just a few weeks
ago.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. He did when he posted that you could deport him, but if you let me go, we'll both go to Mexico together, and you don't have to pay for any of it. And it was a few hours after that post that they sent him back to Mexico.
Okay, that's romantic.
But did they just pull him out of jail and just send him back?
I think.
Like, what was he? I want to know what he was. What was he in prison?
He was in for like for this type of thing, for something having to do with like deportation. Like, he wasn't legally here, so he was in jail for that, and then he was taken to the ICE detention center for his hearing, and then he was sent back to Mexico.
So he.
That seems like there's too many middlemen.
What the
involved.
Fuck did he? But like, I mean, like, so I'm okay. He was being deported. He just like stayed past when he was supposed. He wasn't here legally.
Mm-hmm.
That was the reason he was arrested. It wasn't like he didn't do anything else besides that.
No, it's immigration related issues.
Ah.
Damn.
Sucks for him.
Well, damn. Not really. He got a husband. He got some butthole artwork.
He gave some butthole artwork.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, but now he's going back to Mexico.
That's
you'd do pretty good in prison.
Would I?
I mean, I think yes. I don't know if people would fuck with you.
Well, visually, true, but
yeah,
I just don't think there'd be many of like guys I want there.
Oh, I'm sure. You go to like the triads or something.
Fair. All right.
I'm sure there's yeah.
All
I'm
right,
sure.
Send me to Chinese prison.
Yeah, there you go. You just go to the bodies exhibit.
I think I would hold up all right in there, but yeah, I feel like I'd still be lonely.
Josie, are you familiar with what I'm talking about with the bodies exhibit?
No. Are you gay?
Yeah. Oh, Peter's a homosexual, yes.
That was more surprising than finding out you did sumo wrestling.
Yeah.
You're an interesting person.
That should
I
just
like
be,
you.
That should just be a new segment. You just bring me on. Yeah. Bring comics who haven't met me yet.
Hey, this guy's queer.
I love that.
Get a load of this.
That's so
seen
fun.
Seen one of these before?
No, you're a whole new breed of person.
Yeah, I'm truly a zoo animal.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom, if you don't start on my account, but if you use Kratom, there's only one place to be getting it from, and that's our wonderful friends at YoKratom.com. Why? Because they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas Digital. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time. When you go to YoKratom.com and get a whole kilo for just $60 delivered discreetly to your door. One more time, guys, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Oh, yeah, no, Peter's a man. Peter's very, very...
That rules.
Yep. Very, very funny. You should, between the two of us on the road, the place is just not...
Yeah.
If you would like to watch a hotel conference room full of people from Pennsylvania question why they bought tickets to a comedy show as they sweat profusely.
Oh, yeah. They did not know what to do with us.
Nope, they were out of there. But
then we just got way too high.
Oh yes, we did. I knocked Peter out with an edible.
Holy fuck, I melted.
Yep. That's the experience of opening for me. You get Pizza Hut and then I get you too high to speak.
Yep.
Can I go on the road with you?
Of course, it's pretty fun.
I was literally walking down the hallway to go get the food and I could feel the hallway just getting smaller and I was like, oh shit.
Just full Alice in Wonderland. Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, but yeah, Peter is an interesting form of gay. Not a lot of gays look like they walk out of gas stations holding two monsters in one hand.
Which I do a lot.
Yeah, I've seen him do it a lot. Just double-fisted monsters on the road.
I'm ready.
Yeah. I also double-fist monsters on the road, but it's a very different thing. I do prefer the white ones, though.
Everyone seems to now, yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay.
The yellow one? No.
Shad, did you find out if that was butthole art?
I don't know that for sure.
No worries. We're gonna move on.
I do.
Yeah.
We
you
all
think
do.
It was butthole
we
art?
Yeah.
I think we're agreeing.
We know that was butthole art.
No matter what, we're just, I don't care what
yeah.
it is. That's
yeah,
what I'm
it's butthole
it
art. That's what I'm for, calling it
for Tiger King. Yeah.
I think could you judge the tightness of a man's of anyone's asshole? Based on that art, based on the gape, or no?
Some of those looked pretty big.
Yeah, yeah. Those were ready to receive.
Some of those you were falling in there.
Look he at stiffed, those.
He hit some poppers before he fucking put those down.
That's like, are you like puckering your butthole to do that?
I don't know.
Do you think?
See, I think my ass is too, I got too much cheek. I feel like my hole wouldn't reach the paper.
You gotta.
Yeah, really spread
gotta,
it and really yeah, stamp
yeah.
it in there.
Yeah. You got to do Bowser's down B attack.
That's my special move.
Yeah, you jump up high and then yeah. you cut that asshole first.
That's how I sumo.
Yeah. So, yeah, before we get into that, because I was saying I would love to have a collection of comics assholes, and we could contrast and compare, much like my favorite. I don't think I've ever brought it up on this show before. My favorite, The Long and Short of It, which was an old blog of groupies.
Oh, yeah, I do remember. I remember this website. This
is and it was... It was The Long and Short of It. Shannon, if you want to look it up, we've definitely looked at it before. And it's groupies rating rock star dicks and performance.
Oh, shit.
And some of number one thing I learned, if you're going to fuck a band on the road, System of a Down. Because apparently they're just packing big swarthy Arab hammers.
I feel like that would just make some of my heroes die for me if I read that blog. Like, that's...
Yeah, well, as a Marilyn Manson fan, I wasn't happy.
Oh, no.
Now, who did they say? They said, Phil Anselmo.
Yeah. Oh.
They said Phil Anselmo was packing heat. Like, he's allowed to say the N-word. Yeah, yeah.
That monster power tool.
The monster power tool. It's no wonder Rob Halford is such a big Pantera fan. Phil's a bit over 10 inches.
That's crazy.
Holy shit. Everclear? Good for him.
Shannon, read us Sebastian Bach.
Bach can deliver the good as most skinny tall guys can. He has been seen with a variety of groupies out on the road, and reports are that he doesn't shower much. He does have an above-average cock and can be a lot of fun, but his ego is totally out of line and out of control, is known to be a very big asshole, so be careful.
Okay.
Shocker.
Who else do we want to see? Keep it going.
I can attest, tall, skinny guys, holy, just like, my God, all the blood is going
to
that
thing.
They're
just bone and dick.
It's
That's
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
It's so not fair.
I
double-teamed a girl with my friend who was, like, not tall. He was, like, 5'6", but he was so skinny. And he just,
that's where all the nutrients go.
The thing that I always say, I took my dick out first, he took his dick out after me, and she made what I can only describe as a Cookie Monster sound. She went, oom. And then it was like when people are playing The Price is Right and they're telling them their prizes in the order of how good they are. So it's like, I take my dick out, it's like she won a toaster.
Yeah.
And then, like, he takes his jet ski out. this poor girl having to pretend like she wanted to fuck me, too.
is that exciting as a guy who's into guys? If you, like, I feel like you can't lose either way. Because, like, on one end, if you're bigger than the other guy, that's just an exciting win. And then if you're... not bigger, then you could be like, well, awesome, I get to play
Watch
with this
him
thing
fuck.
I don't crave giant cock.
Okay, all right, fair.
It's not on my list.
That's fair.
If a guy is that big, he's bottoming for me. Well, I think I had a threesome and the guy had a huge cock, but I just fucked him while he fucked her. So it was kind of like I got to use him as my strap-on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, but all these skinny guys with huge hogs, I'm like, all right, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You're bottoming.
Yeah, I just remember this poor girl, every time I was the one fucking, she kept going, so you guys ready to switch? Or?
That's rude.
I know.
That's not what you figure out a more couth way to say that.
Right? Or yeah, or you fucking.
Bring in the righty.
Yeah. Go down to the bullpen.
Hey, ball. You've walked the bases loaded. Bring them in.
Let's see this few more Long and Short of It while we're playing around.
I have
Bon Jovi. Oh, Eminem. Yeah, read Eminem.
Yeah, I'm not a rock star, but I've gotten quite a few girls asking for info on him, so I guess I'll give in. Marshall is average length, about 6 or 6.5 inches, but pretty thick. Loves to give oral, and like most guys, like it even more in return. Very paranoid about people coming after him, and is known to be a bitch.
Yep.
Okay. That's right.
Durst.
I can't believe someone wrote that much about the bass player from Papa Roach.
Fred Durst is an average Joe, or should I say an average Fred Durst. Nothing too big, but nothing too small. He loves to eat pussy and loves to get oral in return. He's a little on the kinky side, and he really loves the freaky girls. Tries to use the press to get date, and frequently comes off like a creepy stalker.
Okay. A little Ralphie.
What, the fucking groupies trying to write fucking bits?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Flea may seem the scruffy second choice to Anthony, but he's very attractive and intense in one hard, compact package. He's highly intelligent, sensitive, a great writer, and has beautiful, extremely rock-hard cock of well-proportioned length and width. Can stay rock-hard for a while, incredibly intense building and fluidity.
Thanks. That's good. All right, that makes me moving. Happy.
Ace. That flea's lovely.
Anybody, let's pick out anybody we're excited. Ace, really, I don't care about.
Yeah. The guy from the Black Crows.
Did you guys hear about, speaking of the rock star stuff, did you hear about Tommy Lee's wife, the whole shit that's going on with her?
No, tell us about
this. Happened literally, like, I think yesterday that it came out. So it's her name's Brittany Ferland. She was, I think she's a comedian. She was on Vine. She dated a comedian that everybody at Guest Digital is very familiar with. But she married Tommy Lee in like 2017. And over this weekend, it came out that she came clean to Tommy Lee and was like, yeah, I've been cheating on you with Ronnie Radke from Escape the Fate and from like Falling in Reverse. Yeah. And then Tommy Lee hit up him and was like, yo, what the fuck? You're cheating with my wife? He wasn't. She's been texting a catfish for like 2 years, and now she's like spiraling out on all of her social. She's like, no, I swear to God, it was him. I tried to fuck Rodney. I swear I was I need to fuck Rodney. And she's like showing up at his house and stuff, and then his lawyers had to get involved and be like, girl, you weren't talking to him. Ronnie Radke, like 122 or whatever on Snapchat, is not him.
That's wild.
She got fully catfished by him. And now Tommy Lee's like, okay, well, we're done.
Yeah.
And she's like,
who'd have thunk a woman who married Tommy Lee might be a fucking moron?
Oh my God. I've never been so embarrassed for somebody else just reading, like, she's crashing out on her Instagram.
That is fucking humiliating.
It's so insane. Bad.
To just think for like that, like, also to be like, she said to him, I've been cheating on you, but like really, she's been texting someone.
She's been sexting this guy who's like not been sending her stuff back.
I can't wait till that guy comes forward.
I know. I hope it's like a 15-year-old in North Dakota who's just like had the best summer of his life. Like that fucking rules. But first of all, to cheat with Ronnie Radke is embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's just embarrassing.
First of all, to cheat on Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Like what more?
Right.
Look. It's like 10, yeah, whatever.
Dude, they could drive a boat with it. We've seen it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Do you remember it's going to hit you in the face, but whatever.
Remember when that story came out about him showing his penis to a crowd?
Yeah.
I made a joke and I was like, Tommy Lee showed his dick to the public means 10 more inches of summer.
Yeah, if you're, well, I mean, the most embarrassing is the guy from Dope.
What did he do besides being a dope?
Shag, correct me if I'm wrong. It was one of the guys from Dope got caught having sex with an underage girl in a mall parking lot. And when they asked her who he was, she said he impersonates the guy from Dope.
she thought she was fucking.
She thought she was fucking an impersonator.
What the fuck?
Look, who impersonates the band Dope?
Dope. There's no Dope cover band.
Who peaked with the American Psycho soundtrack.
Yeah. I just... hey, we're going to start a cover band. What band do you want to cover? Dope.
Because I see that there's like 90s nights now or like new metal nights.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Where they'll be like, rearrange the tribute to Limp Bizkit.
Right.
Korn, yeah. System of a Down. But Dope's pretty far down the...
Really far down the list. They're like next to like...
Chevelle?
Lower.
Yeah, no, Chevelle...
Chevelle's at least still making music.
Okay.
Head PE?
No, I feel like that's higher.
That's high. No, I definitely higher.
Power Man 5000? Lower. Power Man 5000 had a few hits.
Yeah.
Fuel? No.
Live.
Live is, live.
Dope's pretty low. But the only thing Dope is known for is that the singer is now the guy in Static X.
Yeah.
Damn, ooh. I was at a concert this weekend with like four of the bands that we just named.
Static X Live is really good with the new singer.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him at a gathering. They're good. Who did you see?
Yeah, who did you see?
Well, the main event was Nickelback. But
the main event.
I love Nickelback, but Shinedown, Chevelle, Fuel,
there must have been so many divorced dads at this fucking concert.
I saw the craziest tattoo I've ever seen in my life. This was at Ocean City, Maryland. It was like on the boardwalk. It was a big like three-stage festival over the last 2 days. full blown. Like, I took a picture because I was like, that's crazy that you have the whole fucking Confederate flag across your back. Like, a Confederate flag back piece is nuts. But I was like, maybe you're just stupid as fuck. So
he
could
have got it 25 years ago, too.
I was like, okay, fine. He's walking around shirtless. It's out. I take a picture. I'm like going to a bar off to like the side to go pee. And I look at the photo and he has the 14 words in German above the Confederate flag tattooed. And I was like,
all right, yeah.
Whoa. And he's in shirtless both days. I saw him both days. And I'm like, And then a Japanese kanji on top of that, which I don't know what it was, but I was like, that feels weird to go with that. You're really kind of.
That's hilarious.
Interesting with that one.
He's like, I'm cultured.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a We Are the World of like people that have committed war crimes. Yeah. Like yeah, it was yeah. a weird.
Yeah, Pol Pot tattoo.
Is that Stalin?
Where was this concert?
Was this that Creed festival?
Did Big J get you backstage passes?
My mom got me free tickets. Thank you. No, it was Ocean City, Maryland. It was their Boardwalk Rock show. It was a fun show overall. It was really nice. But yeah, I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Lazy Lagom in the chat says the Japanese kanji has similar connotations to swastikas. I don't know what that means.
Pull it up.
Maybe they saw. I put it on my Instagram story, so I don't know if that person saw what I'm talking about.
I don't know. But they put another. They put another Confederate flag back piece in the chat. I have no. Listen, I grew up with thinking Pantera was the coolest.
Yeah, me too.
So I did not understand the hatred for the Confederate flag until it took me a long time to realize. How it upsets people.
Yeah.
And to this day, of all the ones, I'm the one that's like, I don't know.
Out of everything, out of every symbol of like hatred, I can see that one and go, all right, depending upon where you're from, that could have just been something that you grew up around and like not even an ideology, just a symbol. Like, I don't like it, but I can look at that one and be like, maybe you're just a little dumb.
It's
whatever.
Always weird when
I
see it in Massachusetts, though.
That's the thing.
I got
hit with a fucking soda can from a pickup truck with a Confederate flag on it in Pittsburgh. And I'm like, this can't be. We're pretty far north.
Well, it's whatever people, it's like with heritage, not hate. I'm like, you're that far north. It's kind of hate.
Yeah.
I think West Virginia and below, you're allowed to rock it sometimes.
Yeah.
And with couth.
Yeah.
Vice.
I, in high school, I had a Skinner t-shirt, and I'm pretty sure it had a Confederate flag on it.
No, I definitely had Pantera shirts that had it.
Yeah.
In my high school, the vice principal had a giant painting of Confederate soldiers riding into battle with a big ass Confederate flag on like their horseback over his desk.
Where the fuck did you go to school?
Westminster, Maryland. It was Westminster High School, which like technically south of the Mason-Dixon, but
still,
it feels pretty north for that.
Feels pretty north.
Yeah, he did not. We didn't get along.
No,
very well, we didn't get along.
But, I feel like a lot of people probably didn't.
Oh no, in that area, a lot of people were right there with him. Just right there with him. Fucked up area. But yeah, so it was like I saw that and just the Confederate flag back piece, I was like, that's pretty crazy. But then 14 words above it in German, that's like, I don't know, I was like, I want to throw my ice cream at this guy. I'm scared of him though.
One time I saw a guy walking in my neighborhood that had a t-shirt on that said my boss is an Austrian painter.
Oh my
Jesus
God.
Christ.
And I hit my wife in the arm. I'm like, look at that right now. She's like, what? And she's like, what? I was like, name an Austrian painter. Oh shit.
It was awkward when I like, because I was with my mom and my best friend, and I was like, I had to explain what that was. I was like, look at this picture. Okay, these are the 14 words. They're in German, and this is what they mean, and this is why. And then it was like, why do you fucking know that? Because I've watched too many World War II documentaries, but like
hell yeah.
It's just I don't know. The whole thing made me feel really weird. And then what I fucking learned from that, because I put it on my Instagram story. There's like 100 Nazis that follow me because I got a lot of like, I'm unfollowing you, you dumb race trading cunt.
Holy shit.
After today's episode, it'll be about 104. hey, you know, we can't help who follows us. And sometimes they're a little inflammatory when you have a guest who comes on and is really, really bad and makes everything about race. And then your comments blow up, and all of a sudden they make a video calling you a racist. And it's like, hey, you invited the racial vampire into the house by making everything about race.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that my bats flew here first, and they had some unfortunate things to say.
He's Frasier. I've been saying that all
Who
weekend.
Who is Dracula? I ain't never heard of no Dracula.
Sorry.
Motherfucker be biting people? Why he biting? Why he got them two long teeth? Motherfucker, we wearing a cape? Okay, can he fly?
So his sister's still in jail?
Yeah, so he's Dracula. Why he sleeping in a coffin? Why that man in a coffin?
You're upside down? You're going to hurt your neck. Can't be doing that.
There's too much blood to your face. You're going to pass out.
What's he drinking? Wait. Count Dracula. You want me to do math?
This is the best way to
Not
start
that midget beaten off in a trash can.
You got a bad tickle.
Moving on. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Having cigars in the house is just as great as having a nice bottle of wine or whatever else you like to offer your guests. And Small Batch Cigar is a great place if you're someone like me who doesn't really know a lot about cigars but does want to, you know, look like not a moron. They have free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry with the Bovita Pack, and they have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars. You earn 5% rewards points instantly with your purchase. And there's also a lot of talk right now with uncertainty with tariffs, but Small Batch is making your dollar stretch even further because the free cigar that they're going to include in this deal they're giving you makes their code worth 21% off. Plus, there's always free shipping, plus always the 5% reward points that never expire. So from now until June the 15th, every order over $150 that uses our code GAS10, GAS10, will receive a free cigar with at least a $16 value. No matter how much you order, you're still going to get 10% off, free shipping, and 5% reward points to spend at the time of your choosing, okay? So that is smallbatchcigar.com. Use the code GAS10 for all that great stuff. Thank you for tuning in.
How did we get there from Tommy Lee's dick?
I don't know. Theo Vaughn grabs fan by throat at Nashville bar. I get this one.
I saw it, and I support it.
When he grabbed the guy by the throat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you got to just be a dude.
Yeah.
And if somebody wants... These guys were obviously trying to do, like, a video pissing them off.
Yeah.
And I think, very justified. But let's watch it and see how we feel. Yeah, he looks like a complete bitch.
Yeah, no.
He was pretty restrained, too. Like, he didn't...
His body language was definitely like, I'm trying to fuck with
you.
Yeah.
He was in his face.
Yeah, he was in his face. And I think he just said, back up. Like a man does... That was just a... Theo Vaughn's a dude.
Yeah. He wasn't attacking him. He wasn't swinging at him or anything. It was just...
Well, I think, too, it's like, he did it in a very, like... in controlled way.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he wasn't screaming.
Yeah.
He was, yeah, he just said, like, this was a good.
That's about as, like, as
respectful
in control and respectfully of, like, a throat push you can give someone. Like,
Shan, is there any details? What does, are the people have any statements? Does he said anything?
So it says that an eyewitness said that he used, quote, crushing force and was not playing around. However, a source with direct knowledge tells us that the guy with balloons was with a group of people who was repeatedly harassing Theo Vaughn, and they're told he was antagonizing him using threatening language so that this was like his like last straw, kind of.
Yeah, I think that's just being a dude. I get it.
Yeah.
Like people don't know.
It's kind of like amazing to me, like how many people can just be like so oblivious that, oh, because I watch their show or I see them on TV or whatever, I should be able to like just get right in their face immediately. Like, no, why is like, you don't need to be a public figure to know, like, hey, stop being a dickhead.
This was a few years ago, so this is before like they were at the height of their fame. But I watched somebody one time ask Sal from Impractical Jokers if they could ride back with him to Staten Island at a comedy show. Never met him before. They went, hey, Sal, do you drive here? He's like, yeah, why? They're like, oh, we're from Staten Island. Can we drive back with you? That's and they honestly asked him that.
That's crazy.
And he was like on TV. Like,
sure. Get in my car.
In the car. I got four seats. Can we make that work?
Dude, I had this thought the other day, and we'll get back to what we're talking about, but how much do Joe and Murr from Impractical Jokers owe P. Diddy right now?
Taking all the heat off of him?
Oh, boy. Everyone forgot about those bad boys real quick.
Sure did.
I mean,
I didn't even know Murr did anything. I thought it was just Joe.
No, they went and they tried to get Murr too.
Oh, shit.
But we're big Impractical Jokers defenders here.
I love them.
I'm on the side of my boys.
I don't know what Murr even is accused of.
He's accused of being a little flirty and answering a few emails.
To someone who's how old?
He said, I'll wait till you're, he said, email me when you're 18. Which to me is respectful.
It shows restraint.
It's called putting a pin in it. Nowadays, we got to call it grooming.
I
in my day, we called putting a pin in it.
Can I share? I feel like I've been talking way too much.
No.
Okay. Can I share something very? Thank you. Can I share something very embarrassing in the vein of wait until you're 18? Is that
I want to know which side you're on of this now. Fuck.
I was the child, but I think I was also the predator being a child.
Okay.
So I was 11.
And oh, no.
I was 11. This is bad.
Jesus.
I was in sixth grade. And I only learned about this. I remember it because I was going through like my old diaries and stuff.
Uh-huh. Jorge?
A couple of weeks ago. And so I was in love.
Thank you.
I was obsessed with my sixth grade math teacher. I don't know why, but he was like 22. And I'm so fucking awkward. And I was even worse back then. And so I had just seen like one too many romance movies, I guess. And at the end of the year, I wrote him a letter, like a 14-page letter, basically saying that I love you and I'm going to wait for you. And I gave it to him. And then he never came back to school after that. Like, I gave it to him right before the summer. He didn't come back the next year.
He's like, oh, I have to quit immediately.
My job here is done.
Yeah.
And I
you make one sixth grade girl wet, and you're just like, I'm quitting. I'm
like, out. How, yeah. But I think about
I'm taking
that.
The train to Capital City. Open this note when I get there, busy. Mr. Bergstrom.
It's so embarrassing.
Bergstrom.
To like write a letter, like an unrequited love letter at all, like 14 pages of a love letter is crazy. But the fact that, like, imagine you got it from a child. Like, what do you do with that at that point?
The look on his face must have just been like,
I just gave it to him, and I was so shy and nervous. I just went out, and I was like, okay, this is going to be good. I put my email and my home phone number in there. I didn't have a cell phone yet.
Oh, my God.
I'm so embarrassed.
What did you write for 14 pages?
It was too much. I was in my emo phase. It was really poetic.
Did you quote songs?
I almost assuredly did.
And what I also think, he's 22, so also a shithead age too, yeah. So it's like,
too young.
Yeah,
too
yeah.
young.
It's too close.
But yeah,
I think that, you know, yeah, he was like
a 22-year-old shouldn't be teaching sixth graders going through puberty.
Yeah, no, that's too.
That's gonna fuck some kids up.
When I was in sixth grade, our student teacher was like this big, like hunky dude that all the chicks loved.
Yeah,
and it had to be fucking driving them wild. These girls must have been slick watching Mr. Pine. Oh, dude, this is such a fucking...
You get lots of 14-page notes.
Yeah, dude. So that was around the time I'm a little kid, I wanted contacts. And I was trying to explain it to my mom. And then I had found out that you can get your eye color change with contacts. And I said to my mom, this is such a great my mom's interpretation of things. I said, all the girls talk about Mr. Pine's blue eyes. If we can change the color of my eyes, I want to do that because so girls will like my eyes. And my mom went into parent-teacher conference and in front of everyone went, let me look into your eyes. Zachary says you have beautiful eyes. And it's like, and then she wonders why I'm a fucking faggot when I grow up. And I'm half a mo. She's just been outing me before I was ready. And misinterpreting it completely.
Yeah.
All I wanted was a little sixth grade puss.
I wanted girls to notice.
The same thing I want now. Some things never change. The heart wants what it wants, okay?
Yeah, I like that. Your mom saw through that, like, oh, Zach wants to talk to girls. You're like, no, he doesn't.
Yeah, she's like, absolutely. Then this is the same woman who literally would walk behind me in the house going, are you a gay person? Just tell me now. Rip the Band-Aid off, Zachary.
When did you finally tell her? She's like,
never. Never. No. I've never come out to either of my parents.
It's so much weirder than she thought
doing,
it was.
I just started doing a show called Bye Guys and let them fill it in. I never, ever came out to either of them. I've never talked about it once. They've never brought it up.
Every time they see your wife, they're just still amazed.
Oh, dude, I think every day they can't believe it. My Cuban grandmother told my wife when she met her, I can't believe you're a woman. It was the only time she ever met my wife before she died. And she said, I'm so happy Zachary's with a woman. We can't believe it.
We all lost the bet.
Yeah, they're all just handing to somebody a 20.
That's probably why she saw you were with a woman and she's like, I can go now. I've seen everything.
I was just, it was so fucking humiliating. I will never, ever, it was as bad as the first time I met a kid. I was like hanging out with like a group of kids and my mom walked and it was like all dudes and they were like, I think they were like playing like green, like I was little.
Yeah.
Like maybe like second grade and somebody showing me like Green Day and shit. And my mom walks in and goes, did you tell your new friends you got the Backstreet Boys CD? Your mom got it for him. Pretty cool, huh? All right, moving on. I love when people just see my trauma happen in real time, go across my face.
And she was trying to be such a good, cool mom.
I know she really was. Yeah. That was her version of fucking Tang and Lemon Squares.
Yeah.
Go in and tell him Zachary he's got that Backstreet Boys CD.
Oh, they're talking about music.
This is
going to
get my boys
like
some points.
Yep. Oh, boy.
He's going to be in with the cool kids.
Yeah, I said this the other day. We were talking, the last time I was with my mom, we were talking about how, because my mom just hated every girl that would be interested in me. Just would find a reason to hate them. Either I don't like their family, she's weird.
Doesn't have a penis.
Yeah, just whatever it was. I always said my mom, the only nice thing I've ever heard her say about a girl was about a girl I grew up with. She goes, oh, she's got beautiful penmanship. I saw one of her essays on the wall. Zachary, the handwriting on her. That's the kind of girl you should be looking for. Nice handwriting. The first time I had a girlfriend, my mom went to volunteer at the school for something. She comes home, she goes, I saw your girlfriend today in the lunchroom. Zachary, she eats like a fucking truck driver. I don't know what that means.
I know exactly what that means.
I don't know what that means. She sucked dick like a truck stop hooker, so.
Watch me eat a meal next time I'm here, and I'll show you what it means to eat like a trucker.
She goes, Zachary, she eats like a fucking truck driver.
Does she like your wife?
Yeah, that was a pretty easy, because my wife's a teacher. My mom used to be a teacher.
Gotcha,
so
okay.
It was a pretty easy, it made her feel good.
That's good.
And my wife's very quiet and nice. Before that, there were a few that she was not thrilled with. She never cared for them. All right. Update. So we watched a Mexican beauty influencer in the middle of a video get executed gangland style. And people couldn't figure out what it was. Well, we have an update as to why it may have happened. Shannon.
Okay. So she was a 23 years old Valeria Marquez. And so apparently she was dating a cartel leader, ex-boyfriend, though, part of the Doble R, cartel. And so he got mad that she was getting...
Shannon, it's pronounced double.
So it's doubly. He was mad that she was getting expensive gifts from her followers, and that's it. He just decided to kill her.
And they were already broken up.
They were already broken up. Yeah, and she also said before she passed, she had told friends that if something happened to her, it was her ex-boyfriend.
So I heard with this too, was that the person that was in there with her recording before the guy came in was like her good friend who's now dating that cartel guy.
I did not hear that. It could be the lady who turned off the video.
Yeah, it was whoever was recording was apparently like her good friend who like knew that that was coming.
Do you want to see the video again?
100%. Benny Jets, whose tits are those? Phenomenal. Yep, that'll do it.
Damn.
The old double tap. That's you're going to drop your toy.
That's insane.
Awful. Another
yeah,
lady comes
that's
in.
Her friend.
Yep.
Yeah, I think she's like, oh, yeah, I think she had something to do with it.
Yeah, I would not be filming my best friend and just be like, oh, shit. All right. Well.
Yeah, oh, let me turn this off.
Yeah.
Cool, Benny.
That's fucking insane. I mean,
isn't that what you expect though? Like, you can't date a cartel guy.
Yeah, they're not usually cool people.
You can't work for one and be like, oh, I'm gonna cut this off. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
isn't that a lifetime? That's a
it's blood in, blood out, I think, is what they say. Yeah,
right. Well, that's what you wanted to happen with that the teacher when you were 11.
Yeah, that was come in, come out.
No, it was blood, too. That would have been blood.
It would have been blood.
There will be blood. There would have been blood. I guess if so.
I wonder how long. So, wait. So the cartel guy wasn't mad about the breakup. He was mad that she was getting gifts from people.
I'm sure there was probably some.
I know, but like, she that was irrelevant that she was getting gifts.
I'm sure it was also that she had a public persona as an influencer.
Yeah.
And he didn't want her
outing him, or like
maybe outing him, maybe having a better lifestyle, having that story, having somebody else have her.
There is a resentment as a lady who's dated men, sometimes when you all break up and then life goes well for you, they get very angry at that. And I guess if you're in the cartel, it's just angry enough to kill you about it. Sometimes you just get angry text messages, but I've never dated a cartel guy.
You should date that Confederate flag guy.
see
how it goes.
He had, I should show you the photo. Sorry, I keep kicking you. I'm going to uncross my legs.
It's fine.
But it's in the photo, he's with his lady. And it's something about white supremacists. People that think white people are the superior race are usually the ugliest people I've ever seen.
For sure.
This lady just looked like a melted pile of candle wax. It was awful. And she had like you ever see like old ladies' hair when they dye it and then they pull it back and you could just see so much scalp and just, ugh, she was disgusting. But
she wasn't one of the hot pieces of pussy at the Nickelback show?
Hey, there are a couple of us that look fine.
Not the white
supremacist
ones.
She was at the 3 Days Grace show. So.
Well, that's like American History X and you think the white supremacist chick, they all would look like that, but they don't.
Oh, yeah, there's only one Fairuza Balk at that party. The rest of them look like Even Supley.
All the women.
Dude, Shiprocked.
Yeah.
All the women looked like Greg the Hammer Valentine. They all had fucking Eagles jerseys on. Yeah. It was fucking, they treated Big J like he was fucking Rodney Dangerfield. In fucking Back to School, they all do. Like, yeah. Hey, funny guy. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Sounds terrible. I want to know how long had they been like broken up with, you think, before he ordered the hit?
Yeah. How long had he been stewing?
Yeah.
I think you get 3 months to get out of the country.
Yeah,
I don't think you can date a cartel member and stay in Mexico.
No,
do you think? And also,
and you probably can't go somewhere Mexico adjacent.
Yeah, no, like Central or South America.
Or no, I would say LA, Nevada.
Yeah,
but like, she definitely. I feel like, I don't know, misjudgment looking at her and her getting like more popular. She was like, oh yeah, I could break up with him and fine, it's no big deal. I'm a big deal now. Nope.
Yeah, I think when they kill people with chainsaws on video.
Yeah. Oh, this chick thought she would be fine, though.
Yeah, this girl's life really did turn into a Brujeria song. Shout out, Brujeria.
Yeah, rest in peace.
All right, we'll do one or two more things before we get out of here. NYC performance artist divides people with sidewalk carpet stunt, some would call perverted.
I'm going to show you the video first.
I hope so, because that confused the hell out of me. Person inside this carpet.
Oh, some Kevin Carpet shit.
There's a person in there.
Hello?
I'm well aware of that. I've never seen this in public, in the street.
The human carpet, rather.
Are we supposed to step
on? He's been going around for literal years, typically in the party scenes.
Yeah.
What I don't love about this is that's not consensual at all, because nobody knows that there's a person in there. It's actually kind of alarming, because they're, like, moving around and such. Someone could trip. But again, if it's, like, an desire or... I feel like that should be, like, disclosed between all parties instead of, you know, having to hop over him.
What? I don't...
There's a man rolled up in the carpet.
Yeah, but why is that, like, a...
Because he's definitely...
Jerking off
into
in there?
Getting stepped on. Why else are you a carpet?
Oh, I just assumed he was homeless and using that for shelter.
So, okay.
Homeless people usually get out of the way.
She also said he's been in the NYC party scene for years. If that's who I think it is, that's Kevin Carpet. Of course I know that.
Sure you do.
And because there's a couple carpet. There's more than one carpet man. When I used to go to like industrial parties.
Yeah.
Kevin Carpet would be in front of the bar. So that girls in their goth boots had to stand on him while they ordered their drinks. And he would just be in there all night. And you know what he didn't like?
You stepping
Me
on him.
Me stepping on him. Or insisting that I snuggle him and getting on the floor and trying to cuddle the entire carpet. He would get very angry. But
well,
I did
you know
not
what?
Know
don't be a carpet. Though.
I agree.
Yeah.
What a stupid fucking life.
And like, there's no way he's not.
Okay.
How do you discover that fucking kink?
Yeah.
Did you just look up Kevin Carpet?
No. So this is Kevin Carpet. This is another picture from the same article.
Oh, that is Kevin Carpet.
Yeah. This is Kevin Carpet.
At least he's like there.
I shouldn't know that. I shouldn't be on a first name basis with Mr.
Carpet.
It should be Mr. Carpet.
Is that for sure him?
Yeah, it says Kevin Carpet in the article.
I mean, I don't know what this one is, but we're saying like the one that the street one is also him.
Oh, this
Jesus
article, yeah.
Christ.
It can't be that many of them, right?
I recall a Kevin Carpet in my life.
Just remind me, there was a dude at the Wire Fest this weekend over at Knockdown Center, and during one of the sets, some dude jumped up on the turntables and then just started fucking rubbing his ass on the DJ's turntables as they tried to throw him off the platform.
That's pretty funny.
Oh my God, it looked fucking ridiculous.
Did you see a guy got arrested at WrestleMania Fan Fest for rubbing his ass on the Logan Paul dummy?
Oh yes, I did see that.
That's
he should
so
do that
good.
To Logan Paul.
So they had it was like. You know, like the training dummies?
Yeah.
They had one. They had one as Dominic Mysterio, one as Logan Paul. And you could hit it with a chair, and it would say how hard you hit it. And I guess a guy took his pants down and rubbed his ass on it. But then he got arrested for indecent exposure.
That's just good fun.
No, you can't show your butthole anymore. And I think you get on the registry for that.
Oh, yeah. It's probably children around.
What the fuck is this country coming to?
I think if there's kids around, you can't take your asshole out.
I mean...
Sorry.
All right.
How am I going to make my ink
Fair.
Blots?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he stamp his asshole beforehand before rubbing it? Because then that's art.
We should do that instead of signatures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just a
stamp
little.
Stamp our assholes.
Yeah, dude, that would be so much easier. If you know how like Cody Rhodes will have somebody like moving the paper for him and he just signs a million? Yeah, you just bounce. Oh, was your ass in ink.
At Skankfest this year, no one's allowed to use their fucking signature. You all have to do, everybody has to do asshole prints.
Do squats.
Oh, that's like, I was assuming wrestlers do it. They just do hands really fast.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about your sumo stuff.
I just decided that, like, I got real into it and I found one in Austin, Texas. And I was like, I want to try that. It turns out I'm good at it.
That rules.
It helps because I'm a fat guy who can move a little bit.
I mean, you're also a power lifter.
That works too. It's just so fun because you literally start and then just. Besides like throwing punches, I guess really, do whatever you can to knock the person over or throw them down. And it's great when a person's smaller than you. You just pick them up in the air and throw them. So it gets all like the aggressive. It's like, it mixes well with wrestling. Like, I get that aggressiveness, but I don't have to worry about like choreographing shit.
Yeah.
But it's fucking, it's a blast.
How was it on your knees?
It gets pretty brutal.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see.
This dude was a beast, too.
Pretty cool, dude.
And then we got real tired right about here.
He started red.
This guy was number two at Nationals.
That rules.
There's a big, beefy man slapping me. Man, and now you have the. I didn't realize you also have the piece on.
I had the Mawashi on as well. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. And is that just for grip?
It's. I don't know. That's part of what it is, but it is just like ceremonial. Like, it's what they all wear. And but yeah. So, but you, there's so many different like techniques to do it. Like, you could literally, if you wanted to, just slap people in the face until and push them out. What?
Could you tickle them?
I'm gonna try that next time. You probably could.
Can you crouch down and just do palm strikes?
Like you could. That? You could just like a fucking E Honda.
Yeah.
That's wild. That looks so fun.
It is a blast. There's a New York Sumo Club actually too as well. They just held a tournament in Brooklyn on Saturday. I was still rolling on acid at Water Festival, so I didn't go.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're trying out.
Just trying to add. I'm just new side quests, man. Just
that's a fun one. I mean, I would honestly. I would debate doing sumo at Skankfest if I got my cardio up. I think it'd be pretty fun.
I'm down.
You should. That'd be so fun.
It would be really fun. I'm not fighting you. I'm fighting some other fucking poor fat schlub.
Oh, come on! You gotta let me fight someone. Come on! I didn't train for nothing.
There will be people that sign up to fight you.
Yeah, yeah,
for sure.
People can fight. I'm gonna fight fucking Mike Suarez or something. Fuck that shit. I'm not fucking fighting a man. I want to fucking get away. All right. We're going to call it here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. If you love the show, use that promo code ZOO. And thank you so much to my wonderful guests today, Josie Marzolino and Peter Angelo. We will see you this Wednesday here on Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Go chug it down, just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's